I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and you're listening to thought-provoking talk on Dresser After Dark. And each night, we'll bring you the best and the brightest, authors and experts with solutions, the topics you want to hear, and the people who know to bring it to you. So let's do it together. Let's get to the heart of the issues that face us every day, right here, right now, on Dresser After Dark, coast to coast and around the world. Dr. Robert V.V. Hurst with us is the author of the book, Life's Fingerprint, How Birth Order Affects Your Path Throughout Your Life. And he's been an orthodontist for over 35 years now, researched the subject of birth order extensively during that time. While he's not a psychiatrist, he's instead had the opportunity to study a population of patients who are functioning normally in their daily lives. Because of his unique role as an orthodontist, he's had the occasion to see his patients from childhood well into adulthood. And let's say, Robert, I welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Michael. You couldn't have said it any better.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. Now, let's talk about what we are dealing with. We talk about life's fingerprint and birth order. Are we talking about your birth order will dictate how you are in life?
Yes. What happens is your birth order traits, and each birth order has their own set of traits, are unconscious behaviors that are learned while interacting with your siblings. The only birth order that doesn't have that feature is an only child, because they interact with their parents, and they're kind of an amalgamation of the two parents' birth orders.
Okay, let's do this. Let's use me as an example, and it works. If it turns out that I should be a hermit living somewhere and not seeing anybody, it's okay. It's okay. All right, so here we go. Does it matter how old I am?
No. Okay. Age means nothing.
Got it. That's what I keep saying.
We all like that.
No, I love it. Okay. My mom and dad had my sister and I, but before they were married, each one had a child. So I have a brother who is 10 and a half years older than I am, another brother who is 10 years older than I am, and then I have a sister who is almost 3.5 to 4 years younger than I am. So there was a good 10-year span between when I came on the planet to my brothers. How would that set me?
Well, this is a great question, because that's one of the unique things about my book. It contains a questionnaire about how to find your real birth order. And there are about 6 or 7 factors that are really important, and you hit on them. The spacing between the siblings, who you lived with, your stepbrothers or half-brothers and sisters, and did the children or did you live with someone else besides your parents? Were there handicapped siblings? Was there adopted siblings? Twins, multiple births, all those things go into it.
Yeah.
And what happens is, in your case, if you lived with all four of these people, your two older siblings, which are kind of half-siblings,
yeah,
or step-siblings, they each of them actually started out life as an only child.
Yes.
When you brought them together, one became a one and one became a two. And the one that got demoted, I don't think, was very happy in the relationship. And then there could have been some sibling rivalry between them because they're so close in age.
But they didn't like each other.
Yeah. And then there was this big gap, and you came along.
Both, one of them loved me, the other one still hates me.
Well, they all thought you were treated specially because you were a three only, and you grew up like an only child.
Yeah.
You had a lot of parenting, and that's what takes this number three birth order, which are the sensitive, caring, I kind of use the phrase laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, because they're so sensitive and so intuitive, they don't want to show this. But with you, you have that only characteristic with you, which gives you immense power over these intuitions, where other people would be, fall apart and be emotional. You got it all together.
Now, by the way, does it matter whether or not that you live with the parents, or is this strictly with the siblings? And when I say live with the parents, my dad died when I was 8 years old, and my mom never married again. So she raised all of us, and up to when my brothers were teenagers before they started leaving home, one lived with us, the other one didn't.
Well, the two brothers, since they were close in age, their interactions with each other are their influence. In your case, though, since you were the third in the family, but you were kind of the first born,
yeah,
in that new union, you have a lot of power and a lot of that only characteristic. And so you were getting a lot of support from your mom after your dad died. And so you probably picked up a lot of characteristics that your mom had. Do you know what her birth order was?
I'm looking at the picture in my head right now. Yeah. She was the second youngest, and I think there was like eight kids.
So she was about number six.
Yeah, she was six or seven.
Which is kind of like a two. It starts over again. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, if they're all close in age, and then the next one, number five, is like a number one again, but they're like the primary and secondary colors. They have the same characteristics, but they're muted.
Yeah, no, and it's very interesting because my sister, who has a personality very much like my personality, but internally we're night and day.
Oh, yes, because, see, she's number four. I'm thinking your situation is a little different, but, you know, it's not so unusual when you have parents that families that divorce and marry and people die and whatever. So in some ways, you're almost like a one only, and she is like a two only.
Yeah.
We call the two only, if it's a girl, we call her a princess.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, she was a Jewish-American princess. I mean, you got that one right.
I mean, that's Britney Spears. She's
yeah.
a two only. And they like to control their own space, and they'll control people around them, too.
Yeah, and I really think that has a lot to do with it as I'm starting to listen. And pure behavior, and we learn by what's modeled for us. And, as you know, I didn't have a father growing up. He died when I was, 8 years old, 1950.
Right.
We won't tell anybody that. I was 8 years old in 1950, and he passed away and didn't have a father figure to look up to, so I had to create my own over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that independence comes from.
Well, also, I mean, you brought up a very interesting point in your family, and that's another thing that makes this book so unique. There are a lot of books on birth order, and they talk about the traditional only 1, 2, 3, 4, but what I found were double birth orders, like you and your sister,
yeah.
And they're not the traditional ones because in my practice, I was finding it didn't work, and I found that most of the patients were spread out because those were the kids whose parents could afford the orthodontic treatment.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I found four more types of birth orders, and then it all started to work.
Yeah, and then it starts to make sense.
It is.
It's a fingerprint, and the life is based on behavior, and behavior comes from you have an experience. The experience creates an emotion. The emotion creates the behavior, whether you're going to defense against it or open up to it. And that, in an effect, the brings out your attitude and how you live life.
Exactly. And in families, gender is extremely important. You know, the fact that you're the older one from your sister, if it was reversed, things, your personality would be a little bit different because of how gender interacts with each other in our society.
Yeah, and by the way, no, I can see that. I can see that going on as it does, and there is a fingerprint. Now, if somebody has a problem with this, which in effect, not because we're on the air, I don't. But if somebody has a problem with this, how do you fix it? And I know that's an easy question, but a tough answer.
I kind of missed that question.
Oh, okay, all right. So if somebody has a problem with it, how do you fix it?
Oh, how do you fix it? Oh,
yeah.
That's fairly simple, because once you understand what your characteristics, there's a plus and a minus. You're not tied into all these characteristics. For instance, a number three is extremely sensitive, but they're great with interacting with people.
Yeah.
So what you do is you take the positive sides of your birth order and you use it rather than trying to fight it. And if people, you know, the square peg and a round hole and things like that, and if you can understand your characteristics, then use them to the positive.
This is like the old joke about the guy who walks into the doctor's office. He puts his arm up. He's like making a bicep muscle. And he says to the doctor, "Doctor, it hurts when I do that." And the doctor said, "Well, don't do that."
Yeah, right. Don't do that anymore.
And I think really that's really what you're dealing with is if you see it. And
you know,
you're willing to move and change it, you can change it.
Yeah, what I wanted to say at the very beginning was there are no bad birth orders. That's really important. They're just differences. And in every family, everybody wants to be different. And there are no two birth orders the same in a family. And you should treat your children for their uniqueness, not try to make them all the same. That's difficult.
Unless you want to use it as a weapon, because when my sister gets back, she's in, Virginia right now, I think. And when she gets back, she lives with me. And when she gets back, I'm going to say, I had an interview, and Dr. Hirsch said that because of your particular birth order, to really get your life in order, you've got to vacuum like six times a week, Roger.
If that works. Well, you know, the sibling relationships never change. And at this time of the year when families are getting together, I say you should do the birth order game. Find out everybody's birth order and put a tag on them.
Yeah.
So when they walk around, because now in families you have multiple people with the same birth order. It's kind of like a workplace.
Yeah.
And then you'll see if you got two ones and they both want to do the family dinner, they got to divide up the chores because they both can't be in charge.
Mm.
It's kind of fun.
No, no, and the insanity goes on. We're starting to run out of time. Robert, do you have a website we can find you at?
Yes, it's www.lifesfingerprint.com.
Gotcha, lifesfingerprint.com. And if somebody missed it and went too fast here, it'll be up on our website. So it'll be up there for a long time. They'll be able to see it.
Yeah, if they get the book off the website, I'll autograph it. And if they leave me a message, I'll put a special message in the book for them.
Wonderful. Hey, Robert Hirsch, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Take care.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
And if there's a subject that you would like to hear addressed on the show or someone you would like to hear interviewed, contact Radio Susie. You can find her on the homepage of the website, www.dresserafterdark.com. You can find all of our guests on the guest page on our website, just in case you missed the name of their book, their website, or any other contact information, www.dresserafterdark.com. Thanks for listening, and if you're listening on the web, tell your local radio stations about the show. That's the way we grow. That's what you call networking. I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and that, my friends, is a wrap.